It just so happens that Terry Lee, young American lad, was in China several years ago when the invader attacked. And so today we find Terry and his friends near the Burma Road helping the Chinese army repel the enemy. The Dragon Lady, notorious woman pirate leader, is a prisoner in the headquarters of Captain Blaze. Yesterday, Pat Ryan and Captain Blaze went by way of a secret tunnel to the camp of Singa Singa and his men. And there they rescued Cheery Blaze, the captain's daughter, and escaped. We'll join our friends in just a moment on today's transcribed adventure, so stand by. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. One of the most exciting adventures that ever befell Terry Lee is the adventure of the Ruby of Genghis Khan. That thrilling story has been made into a book, a great, big, exciting one called The Terry Adventure Game Book. And it's the only place in the world where you can learn about Terry and the Ruby of Genghis Khan. And kids, this is a whole lot more than just an exciting story. This adventure game book is full of puzzles, tricks, cutouts, and swell new games you'll be crazy about. Just think of that. It's not only a storybook all about Terry and Connie and Big Stoop and the others. It's also a regular treasure chest of games and fun. Now, you're probably wondering how you can get this book and what it's going to cost you. And will you be happy when you hear? Because, kids, you're lucky. Libby is actually offering the Terry Adventure Game Book free for two Libby's labels. Now, believe me, this is a very special offer. You see, Libby wants you to be sure to get acquainted with Libby's swell tomato juice and delicious pineapple juice. So they're offering the thrilling new Terry Adventure Game Book for just one label from Libby's tomato juice and one label from Libby's pineapple juice. You got that name? Libby's. It's spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Now, all you have to do is print your full name and address on the back of one of your labels and send them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Yes, sir. Just send those two labels to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, and this sensational big game book is yours. And what a book it is. Utterly different from anything you've ever had. Chock full of exciting games, coloring pages, paper dolls, and puzzles. There's something here for every boy and girl, no matter how old you are. So send at once one label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice with your name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. When Pat Ryan and Captain Blaze went to rescue Cheery Blaze from Sing Sing's men, young Terry was left behind with April Kane to look after the headquarters of Blaze. There was really nothing to worry about because most of Blaze's men were eager to help Pat and Terry. But Terry was uneasy, feeling that one or two of the natives might still be against him. That's why he says to April,
"Sure, Captain Blaze has come around to our side, but I don't trust the old crook. He'd double-cross us in a minute."
"But he and Mr. Ryan have gone to get Cheery away from the Dragon Lady's men."
"Sure, Cheery is his daughter, and she was kidnapped by mistake. She was taken away from here last night, and you were the one they planned to take, really."
"Who do you mean by they?"
"That's what I'm worried about, April. Somebody must have taken Cheery from the room and through that tunnel to the camp of Sing Sing. Now, who was that somebody?"
"Oh, dear. You mean somebody's hanging around this place who don't like us?"
"You bet I do. We know that most of Blaze's men came over to our side. They're willing to join up with the Chinese army and fight the invader along the Burma Road, but there's one or two of the men that we can't be sure of."
"Which ones?"
"That's what I'm not sure of. Captain Blaze told Pat and me that he and the Dragon Lady had ordered somebody to take you away. Well, there was a mix-up, and Cheery was taken by mistake."
"I don't see how anybody could mistake me for Cheery Blaze."
"Well, it was dark, and everything was done in a hurry. Anyway, Blaze thinks the Dragon Lady double-crossed him. He's mad, and he's willing to help us just to get even. Golly, I hope Blaze and Pat were able to rescue Cheery."
"Yes, I hope they get back here safe."
"If I thought you'd be safe here alone, I might..." "Listen, I thought I heard somebody just outside the door. Go right on talking, and I'll take a look."
"Okay, Terry. I don't know what to talk about. I'll sing." "If a body meet a body, who is at the door?"
"Shh. Nobody outside." "Why did you have to sing that, April? If there was somebody there, you scared them away."
"Oh, dear. I'm so all upset." upset?
I'm all upset myself. Gee, I wish Pat would come back. I don't feel easy with a dragon lady around here, even if she is locked in her room.
But didn't you tell me there was a part of the stone floor she could move and go in a tunnel if she wanted to?
Pat fixed it so she couldn't get out that way. He and Blaze made sure of that before they left here.
Well, the best cure for getting nervous is to be doing something.
Well, I don't care about reading a book and listening to the... Say, that's an idea.
What, reading a book?
No, the radio.
I haven't seen a radio around here, Terry.
But there is one, at least so the captain said. He said he had a fine receiving and sending outfit. Come on, let's scout around and find it.
All right, but after you find it, what then?
Well, I think I can work it. We'll go down this corridor and take a look. You see, I figure the radio room is right near the room where Captain Blaze sleeps.
And where's that?
Right down here at the end of the corridor. You ought to remember.
Oh, I'm all turned around. This place has more crazy rooms and doors and halls and things.
Yes, you're right about that. In here, I'll bet this is the radio room. I will push the heavy door open and... Yeah, there it is. That's the outfit. Come on in.
What kind of a radio thingamajig is it?
It's a high-powered shortwave sending outfit.
All these tubes and wires and dials and things? Looks like a puzzle of some kind.
No, it's not difficult to operate. I can turn on the current and see if I can contact the Army headquarters at...
Oh, are you going to have the Army come here?
Well, if Sing Sing's men come here and try to rescue the Dragon Lady, we might have a fight on our hands.
But we got all of Captain Blaze's men.
Not enough. We're outnumbered 2-1. Well, the thing to do is to call the Army headquarters on this set and tell them what's happened. We have the Dragon Lady here and... Hey, what's this?
What's what?
Somebody's been fooling with this transmitting stuff. Look here, these wires are torn from the...
Somebody tried to wreck it?
Wreck it is right. These tubes are smashed and the connections are... Oh, I couldn't get a radio message through in 1,000 years. Gee, now we are in a spot. No way to send a message and...
Terry, the door!
Grab it! Don't let it shut!
Somebody was outside. We're locked in.
Locked in, I'll say. Hey, you there out in the hall, open this door. Open up, I say.
Yelling won't do any good. We're locked in, sure enough.
Yeah, sure enough. I told you somebody was working against us. I thought I heard somebody outside that other door, and now we're locked in here.
No window either, and no other door.
This is a mess. Boy, was I careless. Pat leaves me here to look after things, and what do? I get locked in by somebody.
I'll bet it was that man they call Q-Ball.
No matter who it is, we're in a spot, April. Now we'll go and let the Dragon Lady out, and they'll lay for Pat and Captain Blaze, and gosh, here we are.
No way to break open this door, I suppose.
Oh, it's big and solid. The bolt's on the other side, and... Oh, gee, I could kick myself.
Shh, listen. Here's the door, Terry.
Huh?
Come over here by the door. What do you suppose is going on out there?
Sounds like a fight, some kind of a racket.
Maybe Mr. Ryan came back in time to help. Maybe he's mopping up out there.
That's a wonderful maybe.
Somebody's unbolted the door. They're coming in.
Stand back. If it's a dragon lady, let's get ready for trouble. Well, I'll be a Connie.
It's Connie.
Excuse, please. Is Owen K. Connie come in for hello?
Why, sure, but... Well, where did you come from? How did you get here, Connie?
We left you at the orphanage in the Shield, and now you're here. Oh, dear, will wonders never cease stopping?
It's no wonder, Miss April. Connie arrived in nick knock of time.
Well, what was all that racket out in the corridor?
That was Connie having knocked down and dragged out fightings with Mark. He's with bump on head gone to sleep now.
Oh, you knocked him out, huh? Swell. Hey, he had us locked in here.
Oh, that is so.
Oh, he didn't hurt you, did he, Connie?
Only in spots, Missy April. Connie is small, but oh and my.
How did you get here, Connie? How did you get in? Captain Blaze's men are outside, and there's a high fence.
Connie walked with feet from La Chio. Go by Burma Road. Find this place. He's friends with men. They say, pass, honorable one, which is me.
You walked right in here, huh?
Yeah.
Gee, that's great, but even if you did open this door for us, we're still in a spot.
It is said a wise man, he who...
Never mind what the wise man said. How do we get a message through to the Chinese command? We're due to be attacked at any minute by the Dragon Lady's men, and they'll blast us out of here unless we can get help.
The radio's not working. Somebody wrecked it.
Is still way to send message, miss.
But you can't run all the way back to La Chio to Dude Hennick in Burma and the Army. It's too far.
There's no automobile around that I know of.
Nevertheless, wise man has so said, that he who...
Never mind the he who business, Connie. How are we going to get a message from here to Lashiel? We've got the Dragon Lady inside and her men outside.
Yes, Connie. If you can work a miracle or something, let's work it.
Young blood is impatient of delay. Connie has way to send message quickly.
Then let's have it.
Come with me, please. Perhaps we understand. Here is messengers for helping troubled hearts.
Where? I don't see any...
Oh, look, Terry, in this little cage.
Huh?
Look at the cute pigeons.
Pigeons? Let's see.
All things explain each other, perhaps.
Carrier pigeons, huh? Well, did you bring them with you, Connie?
Our Chinese General Chang has given Connie the birds. Thank you.
And will they fly back to the general?
It is so said.
But how do you know they will? Don't carrier pigeons sometimes change their minds? I know I do.
Well, you're not a pigeon, April.
Well, don't pigeons change their minds?
No, they don't know enough.
But how can a pigeon remember a message? Must be awful hard for a Chinese pigeon to understand English.
Look, you don't talk to the bird. You write a message and put it in this little capsule tied on the pigeon's leg.
Oh, yes, I see.
Yeah, and the pigeon flies back home. It always flies home. When it gets there, somebody takes the message and reads it.
It is so.
Why, carrier pigeons were used in wars long before radio or anything else. They've been flying over the enemy lines with code messages for...
Well, forevermore, what will they think of next?
Well, let's work fast. You got any rice paper, Connie, and a pencil or something?
It is here, Terry, sir. You will write the message?
Yeah. Now, let's see. I'll say where we are. We have the Dragon Lady. I'll tell about Sing Sing's men planning to attack and ask them to send help.
While Terry is marking paper talk, Connie will get Pigeon ready for flight back home.
Well, I hope all this works out. I certainly believe there's no place like home, but I wonder if the carrier pigeons believe it.
So Connie shows up with a couple of reliable messengers. Let's hope the birds get back home to the army before it's too late. Meanwhile, Pat Ryan and Captain Blaze are bringing Cheery Blaze back to headquarters. But what of the unexpected attack on the Blaze headquarters? I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Remember, kids, you're going to send for the Terry Adventure Game Book right away. You're going to learn new card games, a new checker game, new puzzles, new magic tricks. And my, but you girls will have fun with the Terry and Burma paper dolls. There never was such a book full of thrills and entertainment as this Terry Adventure Game Book. And only think, boys and girls, you can get it free. Yes, all you do is get a label from Libby's Tomato Juice and a label from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Then print your full name and address on the back of one and mail the labels to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Every boy and girl of you, no matter what your age, will be thrilled with the new Terry Adventure Game Book. Send for it right away. The address is Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago. Well, we can look forward to some big stuff popping in tomorrow's transcribed adventure because that dumb Sink Sink is going to try and take over this stronghold of Captain Blaze. But Sinky always gets it in the neck. So let's see what happens tomorrow, shall we?